If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
All right.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry.
Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
If you're feeling a little bit of heat just kind of radiating through your speakers, it's because Jay and I just had a five-minute motherfuck rally off-air about the industry that would peel the paint off of walls. You're probably feeling the heat from that, right, Jay? If I were to redact the names to protect the innocent, there'd be so many redactions. It would
be nothing.
Baltimore.
Absolutely nothing.
9 to noon. Boo! You know, like stuff. I can't even say that. It had nothing to do with the show 90 Noon, which is on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. I swear to God. This was past shit. This was D.C. Baltimore shit we were talking about, you and I.
Please, by the way, please, now that I think about it, don't text me the article you were going to text me, because it'll just make me even angrier. So,
don't. I think you need to see it.
I don't, because this person is terrible at their job. He kisses ass, I don't want to see it.
You don't have to open it or look at it, but I do feel like I need to give it to you. Is that wrong? Should I not do that? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my brother from another mother, Notorious J.A.Y., we have got so many good things to talk about here, and starting with the coach's photo at the owners' meetings. I got a story called Jurassic Meatball, Rachel Bonetta, Final Four talk. We got Artie Moreno being a cheap ass, Bronny James, FTG. Whew, let's get to it, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
All right, so every year at the owners' meetings, they hustle up as many of the NFL's 32 head coaches as possible, line them up in chairs, no particular order, and take a picture. Why? I don't know. Somebody thought, well, since we're all here, might as well do it. Now, it's not always every single head coach, because sometimes a few of them are, I don't know, in the pisser or busy with something else or being yelled at by the owner. Who knows? But Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football, who I think is extremely talented and doing some funny shit out
there.
And
funny. Yes.
And also pretty well grounded for a guy who was once on, what was it, Real World Road Rules or something like that?
I think he was Road Rules.
Okay, yes. Yeah. A guy who's pretty well grounded for somebody who's, you know, good looking on television and in a cool job, which is Good Morning Football. So he did a breakdown of the coach's photo that when I saw the length of the video, it was like 8 minutes and 27 seconds. Ain't nobody got time for that, Jay. And then I started watching. And then before you know it, the 8:27 was over. And I was like, oh, you didn't do every one of the coaches. You missed a few. That's how good it was. Here is a little snippet of it. I won't play the whole 8 minutes, but here was a little snippet
everybody.
Of it.
You know, there was an era in this world when you didn't get photographs immediately. You couldn't just take a picture and then say, I like it, I don't like it. You had to take your film. You go to some place called the photo mat, and you wait several days, and you get doubles, and you get mats. And they're better than
matte.
You
come up to, remember the like matte finish or glossy? What do I want, matte or glossy? It's a fucking matter.
Best photograph of the year. And it is here, ladies and gentlemen, from that photo mat we call the annual league meeting. Bring it up. Bring up the gentlemen in all their glory.
All right, hold on. Jay, hold on. Jay, hold on.
Okay.
Are you there?
Boy, that sounded like Code 11.
Sorry about that. Tucker was barking like a motherfucker. And he never barks. And he was like making this horrific racket. And I'm going, Jesus, do we have an intruder situation here?
That's what I always think. Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right. Doesn't look like there's an intruder. So there's that. Okay. Anyway. So here was the coach's photo. And here was Kyle Brandt.
You love it. We love it. And I could go any number of directions. I could point out how Stefanski's dunking on everybody with the Jordans. Mm. That McDermott's got on his Buster Browns going to piano recital. Or I could say that Matt Eberflus is sneaky hot in a tight sweater. And who knew? The Flus is loose.
Let's hand out some awards.
I'd like to hand out some hardware here. Let's start with the Dons Don't Wear Shorts Award. You remember Carmine Lupertazzi said it to Tony Soprano, Dons don't wear shorts. They do here, baby. They wear shorts and they wear whatever they want. Here we have 13 combined Super Bowls and zero pants.
Belichick and Andy Reid.
Sitting next to somebody on a plane and both you guys have shorts on just going leg to leg for the whole thing and the leg hair is going. There's definitely sweating. And if I don't, it's almost like Belichick has his foot in a slight power move over this moccasin
he did.
Or whatever Andy Reid is wearing. I love it. And it's interesting because Judon, your coach, he'll take a year off from the photo. He'll take a half decade off. Belichick showing up in the photo is like a comet. Like you don't know when it's ever going to come back. And he's here. Andy is usually front and center. This is Jack Nicholson at the Oscars back in the day. It's Spike Lee at the Knicks game. But in years past, it hasn't always been that way. A little bit of an origin story. You always see the Tommy Bahama chic and all.
You know, it makes you wonder, do certain coaches say I'm getting near the center or not? Like, is there jostling for position? That kind
of
stuff.
Well, if it is, there's no need for Ron Rivera to be there.
Oh. For guys that you know are going to get whacked soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for guys who I know were terrible and will be fired.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, yes, Ron Rivera.
Gesundheit. You right there?
Ron Rivera. Yeah. Oh, it, allergy call.
All right,
Ron
now,
Rivera should not be in the first row of this photo.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I love how he breaks down the cool guy row.
Right here. Bang, bang, bang.
Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay,
for a bachelor party.
Sean Payton.
37,000. Wait here. LaFleur, he's got his power shirt on. He's all stressed. Look at the stress in that face because he's got to figure out how to get 12 guys into a club that night. No women, just all 12 guys. Sean Payton's over here making sure everybody gets enough water. And Sean McVay's already blasted.
Already.
He gave up both armrests. He doesn't give a damn. He's got the shades. Hey, man, when the drink girl comes by, ask for another vodka and vodka. Sean, there's no drink girl. We're still at the gate. She hasn't come by yet. What are you doing? He's leaning back with his watch and his shades and an entire half jar of pomade to make a perfect little wigwam on top of that head. And just
I mean, that's pretty good. He goes through the whole thing, 8 minutes and a half, 8 minutes, 45 seconds, gently making fun of NFL coaches on the NFL's own television product. That's not easy to do, you know, to be funny, to push the envelope, and to not get in trouble, right?
What I think is absolutely hysterical. I believe I heard somewhere recently the NFL is, I might be off by a percentage point or two, 67% black.
As a player league, right?
As a player league.
Uh-huh.
How many coaches in this picture are of color?
Oh,
let's see. One, two.
All right.
I'm sorry. Three. Ron Rivera.
Would you like the coaches to match or approach the player rate?
I would love for it to approach the player rate.
If they mandated the league have that match.
Don't like the mandate.
Okay. You'd like it to get there, but you don't want it to mandate.
Right. That's the first thing I was like, oh, look at all the white guys. And Robert Saleh.
And Robert Saleh as well.
Not really sure what he's on.
What team he's on?
What team he's on.
He could be a hotly contested coach in the racial draft.
Yeah, Robert Saleh, he's racial ambiguity. Yes.
When is Chappelle going to bring back a TV show that absolutely demolishes our expectations of, holy shit, this is way funnier than I thought anyone could ever be on television?
You want a Key and Peele fan?
I love Key and Peele.
Okay. No. Chappelle will probably never do a show because, let me take that back. He wants to have 100%
ownership,
control over it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
he's got to do a YouTube show then. But even then, you don't have total control. YouTube has a lot of power over you. A lot of power.
I bet you if he streams something, he'd get a lot of power. Netflix gives him a ton of shit. He's won like an Emmy.
Well, that's true. A guy like him could dictate the most power whatsoever of pretty much any celebrity. Right, because he is so sought after, and if he said, "Yeah, I'm ready to get back in the game. I just need this, this, and this," they'd give it to him. But at the end of the day, it's not his platform, you know.
No.
So there's that. That said, I think that. That said, have you seen this CNN article that talks about digital blackface?
Oh my God, no.
Oh, Jay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
So apparently someone at CNN wrote an article on CNN.com that said that white people should not be using black memes or GIFs in conversation and or on social media.
That's just stupid.
I know. I said, holy shit, if that were to become a thing, that knocks out maybe four of my top five memes of all time. That would be nervous, doughy black kid looking sideways, holding his belly, who, by the way, is a current
NIL deal.
Exactly. It would involve the black teenager out on the schoolyard who, after somebody dissed somebody really good, puts his hands to his cheeks and then flies diagonally across the screen. Love that one. It would involve the sharp-looking brother who taps his temple and looks into the camera like, see?
Always thinking.
Thinking that one. And it would also knock out easily one of my favorites. Well, actually, what was my fourth one? There was that.
Jordan crying.
Jordan crying is a great one, but also in terms of GIFs or GIFs, it would knock out my fake suicide guy, which I laugh my ass off. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he's smiling and he like takes a bottle of bleach, pretends to chug it, and then shakes his head like, nah. And then he pretends to jump off a ledge. He's like, nah, I'm not gonna do it.
Which is
a perfect GIF or perfect meme after your sports team loses a particularly bad game and you're like, Jesus, how do I deal with this?
Well, I'm totally against the female anchor. I believe it was in Mississippi. I could be wrong. And they were talking about Snoop Dogg. And this woman who, God, she's got to be in her 60s.
Maybe 59. Yes. They fired an anchor who got set up by her co-anchor talking about a Snoop Dogg story. And she said, faux shizzle my and Nizzle. The N. N and then I-Z-Z-L-E. You are against that you cannot make the leap of, I don't even want to say that word that rhymes with izzle with an N on it.
Well, please don't, because I don't want you to get fired from
right.
the game or whatever.
Right, but I know.
I'm going to have to go underneath the hood and say, this call needs to be reversed.
Yes. That would be a nice thing to do, because it just, she'd worked for the station for like 20 years.
Yeah, and she was like a former Miss Mississippi or something like that.
Yeah. No grace, no recognition of, okay, that didn't come off the way you wanted, but we're not going to judge you on it. No chance to go to sensitivity training, no suspension. It was just, no, we're going to fire you. The fuck?
No way for doing on camera. I'm sorry. Mea culpa.
Can you, what have you said, faux shizzle my bizzle? You think any izzle would have been good? Yeah, bizzle, no, drizzle, tizzle, yeah. Quizzle, any sizzle. Any
exactly.
Any izzle but the N izzle.
Even, but I don't think she knew.
No, she didn't fucking know.
She probably heard it from her grandkids.
No,
she and she said, "Hey, grandma's going to be hip today," and she said it, and she got fired.
That's crazy.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. Speaking of fired, Rachel Bonetta is not having her contract renewed. She took a buyout of what the 2 years left on her contract was from the NFL Network. You know, I always liked Rachel Bonetta. She was the next Katie Nolan, Michelle Beadle. Who was the next? I don't know, but I'm looking at the wreckage, Jay, of what you would call your attractive, smart, sassy female sports personalities, and it looks like a minefield of dead careers.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to think.
Because, you know, Bonetta, I thought was good. I thought she had something going for her. And I don't get the NFL's business model. You know, you're telling me less than 2 years ago, they're like, well, we got a league of 32 teams, and we have a network that's on 24/7. We need X number of people, and we need people to cover it and provide content and do stuff. You know what? We need Bonetta. Get Bonetta. She'll be great. Okay, we got her. Great. She's under contract. And then less than 2 years later, they're like, yeah, you know, we're not selling quite as many ads, economy this, economy that. We got to get rid of Bonetta. If we don't get rid of Bonetta, the whole operation falls apart. We got to buy her out. No more Bonetta. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. You're the NFL. How is this going to make a difference to the NFL Network and the NFL as a whole? Not renewing or buying out Rachel Bonetta. Jim Trotter got it as well.
Jim Trotter got his head. Well, Trotter got caught. I don't want to say being a martyr.
But he was asking Goodell at the annual Goodell presser about minority coverage in the league, right?
Yeah, how there are no minorities who work for NFL.com in the newsroom. He asked, by the way, the same question 2 years in a row.
Right.
And somebody was like, well, we've got enough of this guy.
We're like,
met Jim Trotter. Wonderful man.
He is a nice guy, and I thought he did a good job, but expendable. Yes. It just, to me, is crazy. Speaking of crazy, Artie Moreno, owner of the Angels, billionaire, paying a shit ton of money for Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and others, has said now yet again he is not going to travel the team's announcers on road games because it's not worth the expense. You cheap fucker, you!
As someone who had to set up for various broadcasters coming into town, I hate to say this,
what
you don't
divas
need, you don't I was gonna say you don't need a whole broadcast team. All you need is a color guy or a play-by-play guy who can do both,
but you should still send two guys on the road to call the games. You don't have to send an engineer and a floor manager and a key grip and a lighting guy. You can hire that shit out city by city, which you guys do. But again, in the big scheme of, look at what it costs to run the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim or the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles. I forget which way they fucking call it. It's ridiculous. It's just so cheap. It's so cheap and it's so chintzy. And maybe the average fan doesn't care. Maybe the announcers should be lucky they still have jobs, that they're not being replaced by AI that's calling the games. and there is a hit to right field. It will score one run. Another run will score. Oh, baby, Angels baseball.
Or do it old school. Have somebody on the phone and write out what they do and hit a club. That's a single to right.
Like Bull Durham.
Yeah, well, I stole that from Bull Durham.
Okay. Yeah, where you knock the two sticks together. And there's a... It just seems so cheap in this day and age. I guess that's what bothers me.
Let me ask you this question. I was talking to someone about the business. Would you get rid of all update guys? Isn't that an unneeded necessity for sports radio?
Sadly, I probably would.
Thank you.
And it's it's how I got my break.
Oh, I know, but it's not needed.
It's not needed because of your phone. I would say this. Updates are needed. Update guys, not needed. You have your hosts do these updates at the top and the bottom. Because I think there's value to an announcer going, all right, 30 past the hour, here's what's going on. Currently, the sale of the Commanders remains in limbo. Two identified bidders are at the $6 million mark. Still no Jeff Bezos. So far, all parties denying comment. One more day of the owners' meeting to come on Thursday. Baseball season begins tomorrow. You know, you do a quick 60-second spoken update. I think there's value in that.
Easily get sponsored.
Yeah, right. But then you save on a body. But then where are you going to get your extra body? So now if you get update guys that have a little bit of mojo that can fill in for you, now they can be your fill-in guys for when your hosts are on vacation.
Or you could flip the switch and run whatever entity is in your area.
You could do that. Or you could just hire guys who used to be on the radio full time, salaried, who are now deemed not good enough, and then just pay them an hourly thing to come in and fill in when the JV hosts are on vacation.
Oh, like they do it, and like they do at a station nearby.
And I'm just saying, that's one way to do it. Everyone has their own different way to skin a cat. Somebody, by the way, back to Rachel Bonetta. Somebody, you know, a lot of people pouring into her mentions on Twitter because she said, "Yeah, this is true, and thanks for everything," and blah blah blah. Somebody said something even bigger is coming along next, and I didn't have the heart to go, no.
No, there is not.
Like, Rachel Bonetta was at the NFL Network. The NFL is the number one sport in the country. NFL Network may or may not pay top dollar in television, but still hard to get much more high profile than that. No, she's headed towards FanDuel or DraftKings or something like that. It's tough.
Is Amber still on NFL Network?
Who?
Amber Theo Harris.
No.
They got rid of her too.
Yes, and she was great. She's a Baltimore gal.
Let's see here. And extremely nice. I don't get it. Okay.
Actually, she's apparently still a co-host for NFL Network on NFL Total Access. I thought she was out.
I think Stacey Dale Schumann still there.
Yes, she is. Okay. Yes, she is. And by the way, Wikipedia, step it up on Amber's bio picture because it's the worst one I've seen. Like, you literally had to look long and hard at where did you get this photo for? This is a terrible photo of Amber. There you go. Take a look at that, Jay. I just texted it to you, and you tell me if that's a fair representation of our girl.
Let's look. Oh, God, no.
I know. You're like, wait, what the hell, Wikipedia? Step it up.
Oh, my God. God, no. Okay. No, that's not Amber Theo Harris at all.
No. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Next topic, Jurassic Meatball, a company that specializes in lab-grown meat, Jay, has taken strands of woolly mammoth DNA and has grown a meatball in the lab out of woolly mammoth protein sequences. However, the company said they don't want to try it because they're afraid that something weird may happen given that woolly mammoth DNA and protein has been out of existence in the wild for 10,000 years. So they're not quite sure how woolly mammoth will sit in your gut. So right now they've got this giant lab-made woolly mammoth meatball and nobody's brave enough to try it. Welcome to 2023, everybody.
Oh my God, think of something dumber. Yes.
But hey, They say that this is going to be more and more of a thing, lab-grown meat.
Okay.
Yeah, all they right. Basically injected like lamb cells with the woolly mammoth DNA and then grew this thing into a meatball. It's giant, too. It's like just a little bit smaller than a bowling ball. And I said you put two of those on top of some pasta and you could call it like, you know, Josh Allen's nuts or, you know, D's nuts. You know, pick some athlete who's renowned to be a tough guy, and you're like, here's his nuts. Go ahead, eat them at your local park.
Too bad they don't have that show, Man vs. Food, anymore.
I just happened upon it the other night trying to fall asleep, and I said to myself, okay, I don't know if the gluttony makes me feel better trying to fall asleep.
I don't think that's a show you should be watching trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, it was a bit much because these guys are like, they're being cheered on. Go, go, go. And they're, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, final four. Let's go. Get-in prices in Houston are under $100 for this almost all Cinderella. I'm not going to call UConn a Cinderella. Almost all Cinderella final four. First time in history. The get-in price for the Iowa semi and the women's final four is $215 to see the great Shoot-A-Trix 3000. I'm calling her Caitlin Clark. You know, she's not Shoot-A-Tron. That's Steph Curry. She's Shoot-A-Trix 3000. She's amazing.
I usually get a good vibe about an upset. Like, I feel this one coming on. There is no way any female team can beat South Carolina. I watched them play Maryland, and Maryland is like the fourth best team, fifth best team, and they rolled Maryland. They out rebounded them on the offensive end, like 27-8.
Right.
It was, you can't, Caitlin, it's going to be like, remember when Larry Bird played, Larry Bird and Indiana State played
Michigan State and Magic? State?
Yeah, it's going to look like that.
Okay. All right.
The sum of South Carolina is greater than the whole of Caitlin Clark.
All right. What do you make of the Final Four? Are you excited for it or not? It's going to get a shit rating on TV, especially after last year's absolute stellar blockbuster. This is almost scripted with Duke, Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova in Coach K's last run with Duke and Carolina in the semi. I mean, you know, come on, right?
I don't want to hate Dan Hurley.
Oh, he's hateable though.
I know, but goddamn it, he can coach.
Yes, he can.
They only had one loss outside of the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. I think I'm going to have to go with UConn in this boring Final Four.
Right. How about Jim Laranjaga and what he's doing down there at Miami?
I can't respect Miami because I saw Maryland smoke them by 25. So
you're like, how good can they be?
Exactly. How good? And then a neutral court, too.
Well, they're good right now. And
that's true.
And we have a local kid done good in the form of Jordan Miller for Miami, who has been hot as a pistol this tournament. He went to high school right here in town, out in western Loudoun County at Loudoun Valley High School. Not the high school my daughters went to. They went to Woodgrove, but this is the B high school, if you will, or the original high school, the smaller one that quickly got overrun as development rolled out here. He's in the Final Four. It's pretty big time for a sleepy little western Loudoun County town of Purcellville.
Is he your driveway game guy?
No, he's black.
Oh, never mind. I didn't know you made me out. I didn't know you made any out.
We welcome all kinds out here, believe you me. Although I will say the demographics are lagging a bit, perhaps downtown DC. Eventually it'll all wash out here into a beautiful rainbow of all different types and colors, but you know. Yeah.
But before I know we're getting to FTG, you have to explain to me the algorithm that has Andy Pollin and myself as your two most hated guests. Algorithm kind of doesn't make any sense.
It's not an algorithm. It's just anecdotal people suggesting. Here's the thing, Jay. For those who walk with their head up and their chest out, they attract the most catcalls and boos. You know, this is part of how you and Andy roll, and it's part of why I like both you guys so much, and it's part of why you're such great guests on this podcast, is that you are often wrong but never in doubt, as the saying goes. You believe what you believe, and you're not going to back down from it. So therefore, it generates a sufficient amount of heat. But if people want to explain why they find you to be, you know, amongst the bad guys on the podcast, I can assure you.
Me, I understand.
But why not? Why Andy?
I enjoy the fact that there are a lot of, well, it's mostly Steve Solomon's parents who are writing this in. But I enjoy the fact that people don't like me. I rebel.
Well, that's good.
Andy, how do you hate Andy?
I think they don't like some of his wishy-washy liberal views.
Okay.
Because many of my listeners are more aligned with me in my politics. And so when Andy goes on his anti-gun rants, people don't like that. So there's that. But I think it's more that than anything else. Now, I'm not saying Andy's in the same stratosphere. Like, I would have to figure out who really hates. I mean, you know, Mr. X has his detractors as well. Everyone except for Church, I believe.
No, because I remember I've seen guys on Reddit saying
they could
take it or leave Church, and I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
I know.
How do you not like Church?
That Reddit subthread is a mean place. I'm glad I went in there once real quick and looked around and said, okay, I am out of here.
You're like Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah, I was like, put the hat on the rack, do a quick U-turn, and I am out of here. Like, on the one hand, I appreciate that there are such fanatics that they maintain a little thread talking about this podcast. On the other hand, it's like, Jesus, God, you know, these people are real people. They're not bad people, whether I agree with all their thoughts or not, you know?
I thought that was, I
just said,
wah, wah. And one of your favorites said, wah, wah, what?
Wah, wah,
Andy?
Wah?
Andy?
Now, is there any way I could bridge the J-Andy gap to get you two on together? Because I'd love to be able to do that. I know that the U-Solly gap is irreparable, but.
Oh, that would end me punching him in the face.
I know.
That's how
I'm aware of that. Right, let's not open that up again. But right. You and Andy, is there a way to bridge that?
No. I don't dislike Andy. We just would just argue. Some of it was good fun. There were a lot of times Andy and I agreed on stuff. I remember I made Andy laugh because I said you can never leave a white kid open. Don't let him set his feet. Andy thought that was funny.
Well, yeah.
No, there is nothing to be bridged
No, Andy and I's discourse is not the same as that other guy.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll leave it at that. How do you feel about this challenge? Last night, Wisconsin scored 13 points total in the second half in blowing a big lead to North Texas in the semis of the NIT. 13, Jay. 41 in the first, 13 in the second.
Wow.
We talked about, and the end of the game, which I don't know if you saw or not, probably not.
No, did not, no.
End of the game, you had Wisconsin with the ball. First of all, they missed two free throws with 50 seconds to go that would have tied the game, so that was a dagger. And then they get another stop. They get a steal, actually, get a stop, and they've got the ball with a final shot. And they go in for a shot. It gets blocked. It's knocked out going towards half court. Two guys are going at it. It's corralled by Wisconsin. Klesmet gets it. He turns back towards the basket with the ball with everything jumbled, right? Because everyone's been in a scramble mode after this. Chucky Hepburn, their best shooting guard, is on the left wing, wide open, 6.3 seconds left, and Greg Gard calls timeout.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess Greg Gard went by the coach's rule book. I must call timeout now.
If I got a timeout, I got to call it now because I'm a coach who can design a great play. First of all, he would have never gotten as good a look as a wide open three to win the game with 6 seconds left because that's how wide open Chucky Hepburn was. So he calls timeout. They call a play, and they get it down low to one of their two not-so-tough white guy bigs, Tyler Wall. Steven Crowell is also on the other block, and the two of them, Wall passes to Crowell, Crowell passes back to Wall. Next thing you know, a guard comes in, strips him, balls loose, dive on it, game ends. That is a brutal look, isn't it? To be playing hot potato.
Shut up.
Yeah, and plus, you got two bigs hot potatoing the ball. Here, you. Somebody reminded me there was a scene in Semi-Pro where Jackie Moon was doing the in and out. Back to me.
All right, back to you. All right, back to me. Yeah.
And it went on for an absurdly long time, right? So here is the question. Could we said on our little five wide segment, us hosts and John Kuhn, former fullback, and Brian Butch, who was, of course, a former All-American basketball player, could us five score 14 and a half against North Texas? One of the best D's in Division I. They're very good defensively.
No.
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 I didn't say we would keep the game close.
No, I didn't know. You wouldn't score 14.
I think we'd have a shot. Here's how.
No.
Okay. Lots.
By the way, this is my favorite how you go. Here's how it's going to happen.
Here's how it's going to happen.
That's my favorite.
Here's how it's going to happen. Lots of snowbirding. You know what snowbirding is? Just hanging out under the basket or cherry picking?
But... Yeah.
So one guy cherry picking and then missed shot because eventually, you know, North Texas is going to miss a shot. I think they're going to miss a shot.
Maybe.
Okay. Even after a made basket, we're just going to throw it over the top and Kuhn's going to pump fake four times, missed a layup twice, and then put back in the third piece of garbage. That's 1 2-pointer. We're probably going to get fouled once. We're going to get a call.
How tall is Kuhn?
Kuhn is Kuhn, John Kuhn. He's only...
How tall is John Kuhn? Sorry.
You're thinking of Dean Kuntz.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Okay.
Famous Kuntz.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Is there an athlete named Dean? Oh no. Dean Kuntz is an author.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, Kuhn is like 6'2".
That's your biggest player.
Yeah. Beefy, though. Fullback.
Their biggest player is probably 6'8".
Okay.
And spindly.
I know.
And like
jump out of the gym.
Jay.
Right, exactly. Yes. I think it wouldn't be pretty, Jay. We'd get to 14 by hook or by crook somehow. We would lose the half 63-14, but we'd get our 14. I firmly believe that. Be no, ugly.
As I always like to tell people, the guy sitting at the end of the bench on a D1 school would go to an open gym or whatever, and he would look like the greatest player you've ever seen.
You're right.
That's a disparity. That's a disparity.
All right.
Now, if you played North Texas's women's team, I would probably give you a shot.
Okay. Now, let's talk Lamar Jackson, then we'll do FTG and put a wrap on it.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson demands a trade. By the way, which one of the high-paid insiders had that story? I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air. Nobody!
I was going to say...
Nobody! Not Schefter, not Glazer.
Not Darlington, who he's buddies with.
Not Rappaport. Nobody! Because they get stories because they're handed to them by the agents.
Yes.
No agent, no story on a fucking platter. And Schefter makes $12 million a year.
I wish $12 million. That should have been a Stephen A. break.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody should have had it. So he asked for a trade as far back as March 2nd. I said, look, there is some dumb shit going on here league-wide that nobody is making a run at them, because two number ones is not exorbitant. And I pointed out all the trades of recent vintage that involved two number ones. Jamal Adams to the Seahawks for two number ones. I'm sorry. Lamar Jackson's weight is more important than fucking, you know, Jamal Adams. Laremy Tunsil, two number ones. Khalil Mack went for two ones. He was good for a year and a half for the Bears, and then not so much. You had cases even before that of Joey Galloway, two number ones. Do you remember what the Buccaneers had to give the Raiders to get a coach in John Gruden? A coach.
Wasn't it like two number twos?
Two ones. A two ones, two twos, and $8 million. And if they had just left Tony Dungy in place, they probably would have won it with him that year. I don't believe John Gruden was the magic sauce. I believe it just they knocked poor Tony Dungy and his giant ears out of the seat 1 year too soon.
Ask John Gruden, though. He'll tell you why they needed him. Yeah.
Why? Because that Dungy wasn't mean enough?
No, I'm saying Gruden thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. Oh, and also, Keyshawn Johnson went to the Buccaneers for, say it with me, two number ones. So why are teams like, two number ones, we have to pay him a lot of money? Lamar Jackson is cheap right now, relatively speaking. So why is nobody going after him? Well, is it collusion?
The owners are all colluding against each other.
It could be collusion. It could also be this. What do they say about the NFL all the time? It's a copycat league, right? You know what copycat leagues do sometimes? They copy each other's stupid as well. It's not always copycatting things that are proven to work. Sometimes they copycat dumb ideas. There was a phase where everyone was hiring a super young coach in his 30s, thinking, this is the way to go, right?
Wait a minute. They're still doing that.
Well, they are kind of in some cases, but there was a real rash of it for a while. And, you know, it doesn't always hold up. So in this case, I think there's a copycat league of, oh, no, two number ones. Besides, we'd do all this work and then the Ravens would just match us. Well, how much fucking work is it really? What else are you doing right now exactly? But here's where things are for Lamar, which is stupid on his part. You ready? Josh Allen was in the same class as Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen so far has made $85 million in his career. Lamar Jackson has made $33 million. That's a $52 million gap that he's never going to make up, because he played for 2 years instead of having an agent, Jay, get him a new deal as soon as he was eligible, which was in the summer of 2021, like Josh Allen did, because he was holding out for the whole Magella, for something big. This whole, I want guaranteed money is the wrong way to think about it. You are costing yourself, Lamar, millions and millions of dollars. And whatever you think you're saving on not having an agent, that's costing you millions and millions and millions. Forget this whole, I want the whole apple. Think of it like, I want to bite the apple. I want to bite the first apple I can as quick as I can, because time is money. Every year that I play in my 20s for a sub-par salary for what I'm really worth is lost money you'll never get back. It's like the running back for your Steelers who thought he was going to make it up.
Le'Veon Bell.
Thank you. Exactly. Did he make it up?
No, he didn't.
Not even fucking close. So you should think of it.
He's out of the league, and he's out of the league fighting people.
Right. So Lamar Jackson should, and every player should think of it this way. Don't say, I want the whole apple guaranteed. Say, let me bite the first apple I can bite, and then I'm going to eat the next apple I can bite as soon as I can bite it, and I'll eat a third apple after that. I'll just chew through three apples. Oh, it's not really a $100 million deal. It's not all guaranteed. Who fucking cares? I know, because my agent showed it to me, that it's a three-year deal where I'll have an out after this point, or they'll have to renegotiate because they can't afford me. So fine. Apple. Bite. Boom. That's the way it should be going.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you.
Okay. All right. Time for FTG. Let's go ahead and put a bow on this thing, because it has been a good run, but not here.
We're here forever. For a time, not a long time.
And interrupted by my dog, Tucker, wailing hysterically.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you have today?
Not sure the umpire's name, but in the spring training game with the Phillies, there was a young umpire who was behind the plate. Oh, God, I can't remember what pitcher it was, but JT Realmuto.
Realmuto. It's a hard word, yeah. JT Realmuto.
Realmuto was behind the plate, and the pitcher had given up a hit, and he won another ball. And umpire gave a ball, didn't like it, and you see Realmuto behind him going, give me another one. And I thought that he thought that the ump had thrown it out to the pitcher, so he drops his glove. The ump gives Realmuto the ball, falls to the floor, and he throws Realmuto out.
Just ejects him immediately.
For nothing, because
he thought, what are you showing me up? What are you showing me up, pal? Because I guess there was a pitch clock violation before that, and he thought that he was mad about it for that.
Yes.
It was just, and even after standing there and talking it out, he couldn't reverse himself. He couldn't go, okay, never mind. I got a little bit hot-headed on that. These fucking umpires are the worst. That guy is not fit to be an official.
No.
And in my world, he'd be fired immediately. I'd say, good luck in the International League, buddy, because we can't have you as a major league ump. Fuck that guy.
I've seen the Jetsons. Robots work as umpires.
Yeah, that day is coming. All right, here's my FTG. It goes to Big Egg, Jay. Yes, the consortium of egg producers have played us all. Remember when egg prices were soaring over the winter? And they were saying, well, it's a virus, and we're losing these processing plants due to fires and other stuff, and supply chain, this blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Cal-Maine Foods, the largest egg producer in the states, reported extreme surges in profitability, 718% increased profit last quarter because of sharply higher egg prices. You fuckers! Big Egg! They played us! Fuck those guys! So you gotta watch out for these people. All right.
Damn right.
Jay, is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, sir. And I will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.